So I'm here with Eric Huggers, the outgoing Director of Future Media and Technology at the BBC, on the occasion of the BBC's online strategy review. And obviously you're not necessarily going to be here to shape it, but how will the BBC's website look in 2 years' time when all of these changes have taken effect?
I think that what we've announced today is a dramatic move from 400 different websites that over the next 2 years, we're going to focus it down to 10 very distinctive, high-quality products. So that by itself is a huge shift. I also believe that one of the big commitments that we're making here today is that the BBC will bring together the best of the editorial side of the corporation with the best of the technology side of the corporation, all wrapped in fantastic user experience and design. Now, you'd say, traditionally, why didn't you do that? Well, that's why we have a single strategy now that Everyone has fingerprints on and everyone has bought into. And so,
what has that stopped you doing that you've sort of not been able to do, or made it more difficult to do that you've not been able to do? So
well, imagine a scenario 4 or 5 years ago where the BBC has a single service called BBC Online, but that the various parts of the BBC each have their own strategy for it. So you end up with 5 or 6 different strategies for the same service. So that becomes very difficult to create a holistic, consistent experience for audiences. And so I think with these 10 products that we are that we've announced today and that we'll be building over the next 2 years or so, consumers will get, a completely redesigned, easier to use, higher quality, more personal, more social, etc., website that will work across not only PCs and Macs, but will work on your tablet computers, your phones, and connected television sets.
What does a more personal and social BBC look like? What does that mean?
Well, today, if you look at today's BBC online experience, it's one where you have to do a lot of work. It's this classic hierarchical model where you go, okay, I want to go to news, and you hit news, and then you say, I want to go to UK news, and now I'm interested in Scottish news, and so you have this old-fashioned way of thinking. You dive into the silo, and you pop back out of the silo, and then you go to sport, and you go into that silo, and you dive out of the silo. And so what we think is possible is a model of radical simplicity and of convergent experiences where the consumer and the media comes to the consumer, right? Rather than having to dive into a silo and come up for air, basically the service will start to push things to you in a much more, intelligent way.
And you're saying you could use sort of Facebook or Twitter sort of logins and profiles to kind of help shape that?
So those are certainly things that we are considering as an organization, because we have BBC Identity, which is obviously something that you need in order to offer a more social, more personal experiences. But given that so many users already have an identity platform that they use, whether it is Facebook, whether it is Twitter, whether it is Windows Live, or whatever they use, we are certainly considering partnering with other companies to enable a much smoother, login procedure, so that, the barriers of entry of using all these, new tools and functionalities just becomes lower.
But just a login is different. I mean, could you have sort of BBC shaping its online experience based on what you've said your Facebook likes and preferences are?
I think that's certainly within the realm of the possible. It's too early to comment on. I mean, these products are going to, come to consumers during the course of 2012, 2013. And so the product groups are working all of those details through right now and are creating the product roadmaps. What I can tell you is that some of the early product reviews that I've had for the future of iPlayer, the future of knowledge and learning, the future of, other propositions, it is pretty exciting and pretty tantalizing to see the direction of travel that it goes into, because it is a massive step away from this hierarchical model that we're used to.
Okay, great. Eric Huggers, thanks very much for taking the time.